Okay, so yep. Maybe if we all walk out, then like I you know grab his shoulder, not like his elbow, as we're all sort of walking out.
Sure.
He says, "If I might have a moment."
Absolutely, speak freely.
I noticed you looking at some papers when I made my request to you. What is that all about? It seems like you have a little bit more information about me than I have about you.
Yeah, we wouldn't be a very good, we wouldn't be a very good secret agency if we didn't have dossiers on all of those we have working for us now, would we? Our intelligence network is very widespread.
So, I guess the me getting this information to show up here today was no coincidence, then.
It should not have been, no.
Well, all right. I mean, you, I know we have to sign up here for a year's service here. But then I guess you may know that I am on the lookout for the man that killed my wife. And if I find him, I will chase him.
He claps you on the shoulder and looks you very, like sincerely in the eyes. I wouldn't ask for anything else.
Well, I reckon then we'll have to deal with the consequences of whatever may come when that time comes then.
I'm not sure you're ready for that sort of challenge at the moment, but when the time comes, we will not stand in your way.
So what would be the insight for that? Like what the fuck does that mean? Is it just notice?
You don't have any notice. I guess notice.
Skill. Yeah.
Yeah, notice I think is fine.
Okay. It's gonna be a 4. I don't know if that's an opposed thing or if that's just...
You get a sense... No, I mean, he's not trying to lie. So, no, not really an opposed. I would say he's... It seems like he clearly knows
something
about your past or what you're looking for. And it seems like he has an idea, at least, that it's not a guy, most likely. You don't know more than that, but it seems like he definitely knows more about it than he is. Like, he's not divulged anything, but you get a sense he knows about what you're looking for or who you're looking for to some degree.
So I think I squint a little bit and I say, is there something that you need to be telling me?
Not yet, but trust me. As soon as I know, I'll come right to you.
If you know the sumbitch who killed my wife, you better tell me right now, because I got a debt to settle.
He takes his hands off his shoulder, off your shoulder, and he's like, I do not, sir. And you can do a notice, if you want to roll a notice.
5 this time.
He's not lying. You get the impression he doesn't, if he doesn't actually know, he's like, I do not know. But as soon as I find something, I'll tell you.
So
you get the fact that you think he's being genuine.
So I hold his gaze for a long minute and then just like a very, very short nod. He says, all right, I'm going to get on over to the saloon, catch up with the rest of my team. Appreciate the drink. And he just, two finger salute off the edge of the hat.
All things in time, Mr. Boyd. All things in time. And he just struts sort of away toward the back.
Yeah, I don't say anything. I just keep walking, and I'll make my way over to the saloon.
Okay. The saloon is freaking hopping because there were probably at least 30 people total in that theater that didn't leave. And most of them are showing up here for free drinks. So it's a pretty wild scene. I mean, Denver's not a small town. By the time you've met, done everything, it's 5, 6 p.m. So it's a good time. There are people playing cards. There's the piano player. Everyone is just, there's saloon girls. It's just a wild party. And obviously, everyone also has... Everyone that was in the theater with you also has a fresh, crisp $20 bill in their pockets to really have at it. Yeah. So not only do they have money from, you know, free money, but they also have free drinks. So people are really, people are already starting to get tipsy.
Hmm. Okay, I think now that he's gone, right? I think that Lester walks in to Jacob and Cyrus holding Jonathan's legs in the air as he does the United States' very first keg stand. Jonathan, nothing's going on. Everything's fine.
Jacob will have made like a beeline for the saloon. And so by the time Lester comes in, Jacob is at the far end of the bar, like right towards the end of it, with a double shot of whiskey right in front of him. But he's just like hands crossed, like elbows on the bar, like head down, just sniffing the drink. But like that's, and he has at the same time just the most saddened look on his face.
Oh man.
I'll bite. Cyrus bites. I'll sidle right up to you. Just, hey man, what's that about there? What are you doing there, Jacob? You gonna take a shot with me?
Oh, I ain't doing nothing there, Cyrus. He just kinda looks at Cyrus and looks over his shoulder at all the people gambling. Looks at the ladies escorting other guys upstairs. Looks back down at the drink. Just gonna, I ain't doing nothing.
Well, I gotta say, and Cyrus takes the shot and shoots it. I gotta say, I do admire that. And then I put the shot that I had in front of you to sniff. All right, well, now do you want to tell me what that there fancy trick with that gun is?
Ain't nothing but a blessing from the good Lord himself.
That's what you're sticking with?
That's what it is.
All right. Then I grab the shot and I take the other one.
There you go.
Not gonna, then I order two more. I order two more. I put one in front of you.
I'll make my way down, make my way to the end of the bar. Kind of like, he's kind of like moving through the crowd, just like sidestepping. Like at this point, you know, people are drunk and walking away from like falling all over the place. It's just like,
excuse me, pardon me. I'm sorry.
I believe you dropped. Sorry, ma'am. Exit to the end of the bar. And he kind of like steps up and he like nods at both of you and he reaches over. He's like, I'm sorry, barkeep, do you have a moment? If we could. Some drinks under Lieutenant. Yes, Barrett. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
He, as you are pretending like he's completely not paying attention to you at all. Like there's people yelling at him and he's just like slopping down freaking whiskeys and beers as fast as he can. There's a couple other folks helping, but yeah, as you're saying it, he does not respond at all.
That's all right. Excellent. There, Jonathan. Here you go. Like, take mine. I'll hand him mine.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. When Cyrus slides his to Jonathan, and then Jacob slides his to Cyrus.
Cyrus just nonchalantly just shoots it. It's like, all right. Yeah. I just hold up two fingers.
He kind of raises his toast. And he's so to new opportunities then. And as you like throw yours back, he's like, yeah, it's good. Okay. And he takes the shot. Puts the glass down.
Oh no!
Hey, where's Lester at? I changed my 3 to a 4.
At that moment, Lester comes in. He walks in, you know, takes a look around, you know, spies you guys. Walks up to the bar, you know, bangs on the top of the bar twice. You know, bang bang, barkeep,
or barkeep. We have 9 shots in front of us.
The guy, yeah, he gives you a solid like. Back, nod back. Yeah, what do you want?
Bottle of whiskey. Just leave it. It's on Barrett.
You see him pull a bottle out from under the bar, and it just slides it straight down, full bottle, cork and all, not even opened yet. straight down to you.
Damn, Lester, that's a great damn idea.
I need you see glasses. Him like you see him just marking off like this guy is like fucking time of his life. He's just marking every bottle like he's like yes, this guy.
To
is
be
loving.
Fair, Lester probably just saved this dude a lot of work too. Like right, he doesn't. Yeah.
I just take
the first smart
glasses.
Motherfucker to order a whole bottle.
Yeah, we're not paying for it. I just
yeah. You actually you see a scraggly sort of Biff Tannen-y from the third Back to the Future. Like, or is it Biff Tannen? No, it's the other Tannen, whatever the other Tannen was. Like, sort of like grizzled type of guy. And he's like, you see him look and his like jaw drops for a second. And he's like, grabs the, like, as soon as the barkeep is in his reach, grabs him by the collar and is like, damn you, give me a bottle. And that because like yeah he has like glasses all around him, and he and his all of his buddies, he has a couple folks with him, and he's like, it's on Barrett. And then the guy like looks at him like I don't so yeah he grabs him a bottle, is like yeah, and then the guy's like yeah, starts
When the guy grabs him, I just reach over and grab two shot glasses because I see they have some down there.
Sure.
Walk down to the end of the bar, you know, put the bottle down, uncork it, pour two more or pour four if all of them are empty.
Yep.
And I don't even say anything. I just raise it up and fucking shoot it, slam it back down on the table.
Oh, yeah, I'm making sure that Jonathan has a shot, and then and then also that Jacob has one to sniff.
After a minute or two, when he doesn't drink it, and he's like, if he's like visibly sniffing, and I know Jesse walked away, so he can't respond. But I'm like, what in the hell are you doing? Drinking ain't a sin.
I don't. It might be. He seems to have a pretty damn good handle on what is or isn't a sin. And he really refuses to drink on the brown. So I'm thinking it's a sin.
Are you sure? I ain't never seen nothing like that in a good book.
It may just be a matter of perspective. I have a feeling that he may be more familiar with the book than maybe any of us.
Are you saying I ain't never read the Bible?
Read? No, I'm not saying that at all. But reading comprehension... is a enlightened skill.
Are you calling me dim?
All right, no. Now, mister. I think he's trying to negotiate this here tricky subject. And I think now that Jacob has pulled his head out from sniffing his whiskey there, he can maybe expound a little bit to us exactly why it's a sin.
Well, from what I've been told, imbibing in any impurities that weakens your manner is a sin against the good Lord, so...
There ain't nothing impure in here. It's just a bunch of water and some fermented grain. Grains God gave us grain so we could make do with what we want to do.
That is an excellent point. And told? I mean, might I ask who would have told you that?
You familiar with the Archangel Michael?
An angel.
Yeah, big guy, four wings, big light above his head.
Carries a sword, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
He's got a big
old
sword.
I read the Bible, I know. Michael and a sword.
Right, I can't say that I've had the pleasure, no. I mean...
Oh, it ain't no pleasure, trust me. He's a son of a gun.
Well, you almost slipped up there, did you, Jacob?
So
I watch it every once in a while.
So just to be clear, then, you're actually communicating with the Almighty and his hosts.
Oh, no. You don't actually talk to God himself. If you did, your head would explode.
Okay, good to know. And he'll take another shot.
I pour out another three.
Yep.
While Jacob is sniffing.
I take Jacob's shot. Yeah. I shoot Jacob's shot and push my shot in front of Jacob.
At this point, you're getting comfortable. You see one of the saloon girls looks like the madam, or I don't actually know what you call the person in charge of all the saloon.
Yeah, it sounds about right. Yeah.
Comes over and she makes a pretty prominent beeline up to Jonathan and is like, "Well, hello there, handsome. You look like the type that doesn't make it into establishments like ours all the time."
Lester, Cyrus, and Jacob all get a box of popcorn.
Jonathan turns and, you know, takes his hat and he bows slightly. He's like, "Well, no, ma'am. I have to admit that this may be one of my first times in such of an establishment. Thank you. But I will say that as these sort of places go, and as I've read, it does, it is a fine place to be. Thank you."
She's like, fans herself, a saloon virgin. And you see, like, there's like three of her girls, like, "Ooh!" And I'm like, "He said it." She's like, "Well, I have to say, sir, you are a handsome young gentleman, and any of my girls would be honored to show you the ropes of all the entertainment available at our fine establishment. It's only $5 for the whole night, or if you got, you don't want to be such a big spender, you know, you can spread it around a little." She winks.
He kind of gets like visibly nervous at the kind of looking around. He's like, "Wow." He's like, I'm sure any man in here would be delighted to spend any time with your girls, ladies." And he kind of like nods to like, so any of them that are like watching this conversation happen. It's like, perhaps in a bit, I just have my new friends and I that have been acquainted. I'm not really sure how things go with the courting in the West as well. Maybe perhaps a little bit later in the evening, I would be delighted to avail them of their services, ma'am.
Oh, well, don't take too long, because a lot of the gentlemen that you see around this room have one too many whiskeys, and their performance is lacking, if you know what I mean. So don't take too long. And she like nods, and one of the girls kind of walks over. She gives you just a kiss on the cheek, and it's like, "I like those boots, honey. I'd love to see them on the side of my bed." And then, you know, she slips you a perfumed handkerchief tucks it into your pocket, and then it's like, "Just remember me for later."
He'll definitely be like, you see him blush a little bit, and he's like, I think it would be difficult to forget you." And he like takes her hand and leans down and kisses it as she kind of like moves back towards the bar.
She cocks her head a little, kind of like, "I don't understand what just happened here." She is not used to that level of gentlemanship. So, yeah, she kind of cocks her head a little. And then, yeah, sort of, scampers away a little bit.
I think Lester I was just going to say, as she walks away, Lester says, "I believe we need to get a few more drinks in them and loosen them up a little bit."
He kind of turns back to the bar, looks at you, like he pulls the handkerchief out and like is like examines it for a second, and then he takes another shot and he's like, "You know, Jacob, you might be right. This might be the devil's drink."
Cyrus puts his popcorn down and takes the handkerchief away from Jonathan and dabs his brow. "I think you handled that professionally, very well, Jonathan. Very good for your first try." And puts another shot in his hand.
Jacob will sincerely put his hand on Jonathan's shoulder, and while staring at the bar, say, "Johnny,
You're a very nice boy, and I can see that you have been brought up very well. Your parents must be very proud of you. And it's going to be really, really sad when you die out here.
Well, damn, Padre, that ain't nothing to say to a young man.
Well, and he'll at that point stand up and he'll say, look around here. These are a bunch of ne'er-do-wells, a bunch of gunslingers, a bunch of hard... Ah, screw it. It's a bunch of hard-ass sons of bitches around here. And he'll, like, cross himself again.
Oh! I think you've had enough, and I remove his sniffing
gun. He'll say, do you... In all honest regards, believe that this little boy is going to be able to survive out here.
Well, he's going to have you praying over him, Reverend. I think he might just be okay.
The others much good so far, I'll tell you that.
Well, he's got himself a Tommy Hawk. I think he probably handle himself okay. Of course, bringing Tommy Hawk to a gunfight, I guess it ain't going to help him all too much.
And he'll turn to Jonathan and be like, do you know how to use that thing, or was that a little souvenir you picked up on the shop along the way?
He kind of stands up and he's like, I can tell you, Father, that yes, I'm new to your world here. And, you know, while a lot of the view of people from where I come from is that we're soft, it's like not everything is exactly what it seems. He's like, I'll be fine in a fight.
He'll actually at that point grab the handkerchief from Cyrus, right? Walk over to the other side of the bar and then take his Bowie knife out and stab it up against the bar, against the wall, so that the handkerchief is hanging from the wall now. And he'll look to Jonathan and he'd be like, hit it.
All right. He kind of... He unfastens his jacket and takes it off. He takes it off and he looks around for like one of the girls and he's like, would you be a dear for a moment and hold that?
One of the girls at the stairs like takes it and it's like, I guess. She's just kind of like, I guess. I don't know what I'm doing.
And he hands her his hat as well, and he kind of like fixes his hair, and he's wearing the gun belt. Like I said, it's got his tomahawk's behind it, and so he can reach back and grab it, so it sits like kind of the small of his back. So he takes a breath and he draws it and throws.
All right, I'm gonna need a ranged weapon. You're gonna have to do a ranged weapon at this point. Now, how many drinks have you had? Is it one or two?
I think it's at least
I believe two. Two.
At least if it's at least two, give me a vigor roll before this.
I got four. I handed him at least four.
Yeah. I want to see how drunk you are. Okay, if you've done four, then I want to see a vigor roll minus two.
sorry, Jonathan.
Remember, everyone, remember, Benny's replenish every time, and you got three of them. So got it. You can Benny whatever you need to.
Hey, I'm watching Deadwood, and they drink all the time, and nobody's ever drunk.
It's just because they're working on
how many of them are as pure and innocently beautiful.
It's also
from when he's pulling when the bartender's pouring shots, it's watered down swill. That's but at the at least the last two shots have been straight from the bottle.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So let me ask. So it's my vigor roll. Do I roll the wild dice with that? Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
And a minus two since you've had... minus two because you've had four drinks. I'm going to say that's going to be close to seeing if you're drunk or not.
Okay. That's a three.
Okay. You're kind of tipsy, so your ranged attack roll is going to be at a minus two.
Got it.
The hell did I miss?
he's throwing a fucking tomahawk across the room at the handkerchief that Jacob stuck into the wall. So right.
I'd like to prepare an action. I'm going to slip my bare knuckle, my brass knuckles on.
Oh, sure. Okay. That's not
you're
a bad...
punch Jonathan in the face?
No.
Not sure
wrong.
That's what he's worried about.
Wrong? All right.
No, because it goes wrong. It goes bad, you know?
So is that a fighting? That's not fighting. What is that?
What is that on the sheet?
Probably agility and probably fighting, right? I think anything fighting is, you know...
Oh, is it fighting?
It's fighting, yeah.
I mean, it would be the same thing as if I threw it at a person.
That, like, no, anything...
It would, yeah.
Was like shooting. No? Maybe that's the wrong...
Let's go to the book!
Yeah, yep, let's skills. Go to Savage Worlds, baby.
The Savage World book.
It says the shooting skill covers all types of gun, yeah. bow, rocket launchers, and other shooting. Ranged weapons.
Okay, shooting.
I hope he has.
Yeah,
it.
But there was a section for. No, there was a section in there that I specifically did not take it.
Oh, you probably have yeah, I'm sure you have a, so yeah, because we're balancing between multiple books, I'm sure as a keymaster you have something that doesn't require you to do that.
I think it's
she master.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes some people pronounce it key instead of chi. I don't ever know which one is correct.
Oh, okay. I was like, well, we got to find a gatekeeper.
Internal focus, backlash, gifted.
Hold on, mine is running really slow.
So I'm wondering if there's like a...
There is something for thrown weapons.
Yeah.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Yeah.
This book is not put together the best, is the problem.
It's still better than Rogue Trader.
Yeah, that is true. That is very true.
At least the pages take less than 30 seconds to load.
We are in the editing section of the podcast.
Cut, 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 snip, 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 snip.
Got it.
Here we go. Melee thrown weapons. The thrown or melee weapons damn... Oh, no, that's just that. So it seems to... put them in the same category.
So like you said before, shooting, so like because it's core, like, right? So like everything that's missile type weapon, so shooting, bows, all
yeah,
that
I guess it, you could count it as fighting, yeah, because that's a thrown weapon, I guess, could be seen as sort of melee like.
So like a you throwing said, axe, or... the damage is strength.
Oh, then it must be, so yeah. If it's just strength, then yeah, it must be a fighting.
It's strength plus d6. Yeah.
Yeah, so then it's got to be a, yeah, I'm sure it's a fighting then.
Throwing grenades, knives, spears, or the other projectile uses the athletics skill.
Oh.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, there you go. Athletics.
Right. So, ooh, everybody gets that.
So athleticize it out. I think it's just athletics.
Athletics and the wild.
Athletics is agility.
Yep, and wild die, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. But there's no, like, relationship. Like, it's just the die, right?
Yep.
There's no... Okay.
Yeah, there's no... Yeah, it's
like
only...
combining with skill. It's just the die.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
All right.
And you said -2?
Yep.
That'll make it a 4.
Oh, yeah. You hit it!
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
If I roll a 6 on the d6...
You roll it again?
Oh, it explodes, baby.
Then you can explode.
Okay, so add 2 more to that, so... 6 total.
6 total.
Oh. Okay, so not a raise. You have to get 4+ for a raise. But you hit it. You throw it, and it, bam. It's not, like, dead center or anything super cool. Like, I don't know, you, like, do some crazy hit the knife, and it flies back into his belt or some crazy shit. Like, it just hits. Yeah.
I think we all say Opa!
Yeah. So yeah, at that point, Jacob will take his Bowie knife out, sheath that, take the axe out, and take the handkerchief, and then walk back over to Jonathan and hand them both to him.
Got it.
And be like, it's a good start.
He'll kind of take it, he'll give you a nod, he slips it back into the little kind of like notch in the holster that he's gotten made for it, and then tucks the handkerchief back in his pocket and turns back to the bar to take his shot.
Well, here he
and he'll yeah. At that point, Jacob will look at Lester and Cyrus too, and kind of like give them a nod.
Yeah,
at this point, the guy that had grabbed the bartender before is swigging straight out of the whiskey bottle. One of his friends tries to grab it from him, one of the guys with him, and he like shoves him away and is like, "Get your own damn bottle." he's drunk. He stumbles over and is like, "You now, no offense, Reverend, but I think it's kind of rude someone's to throw an axe at my head in this civilized establishment. I would like an apology from you and your friend, sir."
And he will, at that point, kind of just turn on the stool to look at him. Say, "Now then, if my friend here had actually thrown that at your head, then it would be in your head. So I suggest you go ahead and take your bottle, go join your other compadres, and you go keep on drinking.
"Well, it didn't go in my head. And if it had, then my boys would make sure there was a significant amount of lead all in the rest of you." And he like moves his duster over and puts his hand on his revolver and is like, "I'm just saying that I think an apology would be a great way to smooth things over, or else I might have to make you regret it."
"And I'm just saying that there's no harm, so there ain't no foul. So I don't think that you deserve or need an apology from my friend here. And I'm going to guarantee you that that is not a threat that you want to be making right now, son."
And at that, he will also... He has, like, a shorter coat on, and he'll just kind of, like, toss it aside slightly. No hands on weapons or anything, but just kind of, like, readjust himself so that it's very clear he can see it. Just one of the pistols.
Do you have intimidation?
No, I have persuasion.
No.
Can I persuade him to not? No.
Intimidation, I guess.
So a D4 minus 2?
Oh, man. Yeah. But it's
I got
opposed.
My D6, too.
It's an opposed versus his right. spirit, though. So, you know.
And he's drunk. That. He should have a negative, right? Or does that make him more ballsy?
It's a great question. I don't think he is, but... Okay. Yeah, I don't think it gives him a bonus, but like he is drunk as hell, so.
Yeah.
That's a 2. Could I just use my spirit instead?
No.
No, all right. So, then that's a 2.
Okay.
But did you roll a 4 on your D4, or is that...
No, I rolled a 4 on the 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
He rolled a 6. Minus 2. I mean, he's drunk, but he's not that drunk. Yeah. At that, we're going to start initiative.
All right.
Okay. All right.
He's going to regret this.
I think he's going to get surprise round because he just fucking tries to cold cock you. No guns.
Well, just for
this
the,
is just
can
a fist
I just
fight. Yeah.
Ask a quick question just
sure.
for the future.
Sure.
So if when this situation eventually comes up again, this is the type of thing that Cyrus would literally be like moving into position to cold cock this guy before it even like escalated to.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
So just you don't have to do it right now. Just in the future, how do you want me to broach that?
I think, yeah, I like as like whenever stuff, he you know? Did the like persuasion or the intimidation and failed, I think then you could say like before I said like initiative, you know, goes off, you could say like, "Oh, Cyrus starts moving." Yeah, Cyrus moves into strategy position.
I felt awkward trying to interrupt.
You can do that.
All that magic. So, but
well, like, I mean, also Cyrus, you did say that Cyrus put his
I mean, he put brass knuckles on.
His brass knuckles on. So he was already ready for a fight.
So listen, a fight is going to happen. I just had a cool way to start it, I thought.
Oh, okay. I mean, well, then you'll both get... We'll do initiative, just you and him. Because he's the one starting the fight.
I like that.
So it'll be you versus him to see who gets that first shot.
Okay. I enjoy that. I like that.
Well, I'm going to deal on to...
it's cards. That's right.
Yep. I'm going to deal on to the roll 20. Just for... At this point, just for you two. All right. Well, he got a 2. And you got a 6. So you're going first, buddy.
Is there anything that I do just from... Because I've never played the system before. Like, is it... Or is it literally just card?
It's just the card is top to bottom initiative order. There's other, if you get like a Joker, everyone gets a Benny. There's stuff like that. If you get an Ace, you get a Benny, I think.
So it's a separate system that exists outside of like the, our rolling and whatnot. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
So you go first.
Okay. So I walk up to him and I've got a shot in my hand. And I said, gentlemen, this is, again, we are raising the temperature in this here room, and I just want to, there is a better way to deal with this than everyone's egos getting all hopped up. I want you to take this shot here, and we're going to make amends. And if he takes the shot from me, I'm going to absolutely blister him straight on in the face. It's like I'm distracting him for a second, and I'm going to him in the face.
I mean, I think even if he doesn't take the shot, because he's like ready to attack me, I can see Cyrus like holding the shot up and then dropping it and punching through.
Like, here, take the shot, and then just like straight.
I think you definitely distract him. He kind of like looks at you like, "What the hell?"
Yeah.
So I think you get the punch in. Like he doesn't get a defense on it either or anything. I would say you don't. Maybe you don't even. He's going to be, his parry will be reduced because you do have to hit his parry is 5. Ooh, so that's what you have to do. You have to hit him at a five, but I'm going to say he's at a -2 because he's drunk and you distracted. Well, he's drunk and distracted him. So yeah, let's say we'll say you only have to get a 3.
How drunk is Cyrus though?
Oh, I drink.
It's a great question. Give me a vigor minus -2. You.
Hold on, let me see. I might have a minus to vigor. Do I have a minus to vigor?
Oh no, really?
No, I was like, it's spirit. I have funky stuff with my spirit because of my hindrances. So my vigor is a D8. I'm rolling a D8 and a D6.
D8, D6, and both. Take -2 because it's a hard. You've been drinking a lot, so it's just weather.
Hit a 4.
So I had I got a 1 on my D8 and a 6 on my D6.
So reroll.
Oh, that's a 4.
No, but it goes again.
Oh, it goes again. Yeah. Negative, it goes again. Yeah. It goes again.
So do I reroll? I reroll the D6.
Yep.
And I got a 2.
So 8 minus 2. So you got a 6.
Okay. You are perfectly not affected. You drink enough. You're fine. You don't feel it at all.
Guys. I love bar fights.
Like, you are like in the zone. You're like, I'm ready to fuck stuff up.
But John doesn't. Yep. So I know I'm like out of here. Stressed.
Cyrus is just buzzed enough that a bar fight sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
It's happening perfect now. Okay. So what do I do now? Do I roll some?
Then you roll fighting.
Fighting plus your D6.
Plus your D6.
Oh, so that was just my drunk roll.
That was are you drunk? Yep. Yes. Okay. Because you have no penalty now because you're not drunk. I will give you bonuses to your constitution as well. If you're getting hit, you won't take as much damage because you don't feel it.
Okay. So on my fighting roll, I got a 1 on the D8 and a 3 on the D6.
Okay. Ooh. So that will... Well, a 3 does hit him because he's at a -2. So I gave him some penalties of parry. So I mean, it's not the best punch in the world, but you hit him. So that's going to be whatever your damage is on your brass knuckles.
It's strength plus a D4.
Okay, so you roll your strength plus a D4, add those together, and tell me what the total is.
And that also aces.
Yes, that can also...
Do I roll another D6 as well, or is that only for like?
Just for you don't do wild on damage. Yeah,
my strength is a D6, and I roll a D4 using my Midwest Resin Geek die.
Ooh, nice. Nicely done. Sponsor.
Link in the show notes. Has a four, and the D4 has a one, so a 5 total.
Okay, that's not great. You haul off, hit him straight in the jaw with those brass knuckles, and he just looks pissed.
That's how I like him.
His toughness is high enough that actually does not hurt him.
Yeah.
It looks like you hit him pretty hard, but yeah, he doesn't feel it, so he grins. Nice. And then he's just gonna haul off on you. As his first, instead of the Reverend, he's gonna go for you.
Good. I love being here.
He is a D6 fighting. So
this is good.
Unfortunately, this guy is a wild card. he gets a D6.
I love it.
I assume everybody in the theater was a wild card.
Yeah, right. Theater
full of anyone wild cards. I named at least, and he has a name.
Oh. Well, so they're not added together, though. So as high as
a not five. Added together. So he got a 5. What's your parry?
What am I missing?
Oh, wait. Okay. Nope, he's in a -2, so he only got a 3.
My parry's a 6.
Okay, so he doesn't actually hit you. Like, he swings, but he's pretty drunk. So even though he is pretty ballsy about it, he swings but completely misses you.
I watch his fist go by my face drunkenly, like, oh, that's good.
Now, I will deal everybody's cards for your regular initiative.
Let's go.
Deal. All players.
So we do nothing here. We're just waiting for the deal. That's what's happening?
Correct.
Yep. Correct, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, I got an ace of hearts, baby.
I don't even know what a... Is this in the Roll 20? Is this somewhere?
Yes, in Roll 20. There's a little card above.
Ooh, I got an ace of diamonds.
So it's reverse order, right, Neil?
Yeah, so it's reverse alphabetical.
Yep.
Wait, what? Reverse alphabetical?
So if people have tied cards, it's reverse alphabetical to break tiebreakers. So
it goes by diamond. It goes suits, right?
It goes by suits. Spades, hearts, diamonds, clubs.
Yes, spades, hearts, diamonds. Yep.
Maybe I'm missing.
At this point, it's him and his gang. So
click on the card above your profile picture.
It's the little purple square.
Blue bennies all by deck. I see a pink card. What's this thing?
Yeah.
So click.
John,
on
you
the want card
to steal
then?
My card from me?
No. I didn't want to do that.
Okay. Yeah. So okay. You know, it doesn't. I don't want to hold it up. I just all I see is a button that says steal card.
No. Yeah. No. I fucked it up.
God so, damn it!
I was
John.
Trying to figure out why. Yeah.
Just flip your card, John, and then if I wind up stealing it, it's still your card. It's my fault. I clicked on your card because I'm an idiot.
Well, this is probably me. When I click on the thing above where I think I am, I guess. Let me make this bigger. Maybe I just don't have it. Yeah, when I click on it, it just brings up a box that says Blue Bennies on top. And then, oh, well, now it says Jack. It says Jack of Hearts now.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
There you go.
All right, so we have, that would be, what did which one did you get, John?
I have an Ace of Heart.
Ace of Heart, and you had an Ace of Diamond, Jesse?
Correct.
It's John, Jesse, what was other John's card? Yep, Jonathan, what do you got? Queen of Hearts. Cyrus, what do you got?
Jack of Hearts.
All right, so then it's let me go character names. We have Lester.
We got really good.
I know, you guys are fucking killing them.
So what did Jonathan.
I got a 3 of Hearts.
So a lot
I'm
of hearts.
Doing nice. Great. So I'm doing great. I'm going to have all their guys go at once instead of as individuals, like initiatives at this point, but they go last. So
right,
that would be Lester's up.
So he sighs, grabs the half bottle, and then moves forward and just swings it and cracks the guy in the head with it.
Ooh.
Nice.
I don't know what the damage would be for like a half a bottle of whiskey. That's up to D4, maybe.
That's an improvised weapon, so I'll look that up while you're doing your roll. Give me, you haven't done a Vigor roll for your, yeah. So do a Vigor roll at minus two.
I didn't drink as much, though. I got a pair of five, so that would be three.
Okay, you're at a minus two. You're feeling pretty drunk.
All right. I'm surprised by this. So my fighting is a D6, so I got 2D6. And I got a pair of four, so that's a two. So I guess I just missed. Like, I completely whiffed. The guy staggers back a little bit, and I'm just like, ah!
Yeah. Doesn't do it. Doesn't do it.
Stand still! Oh, no, wait. I just went full Reggie. Oh, shit.
Although, wait, so were you going after him as well? At this point, he does have three other guys starting to, like... Well, they'd be moving toward you, so they're not there yet. They're not there yet. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the guy going after my new friend, so...
Yeah.
We're all in this together.
It's strength plus D4 is a light improvised weapon. So.
That's what I figured, D4. Yeah, so I...
Well, luckily you didn't break the bottle, so you can use it next round.
Yeah, you still got one. It's totally fine. Didn't do anything. Jacob is up.
Are there ganging up rules? I think there is.
I think there are.
Pack tactics?
Yeah, let me...
I guess we should probably, probably go through and make notes of some stuff that may come up, like, frequently.
I was trying to do that ahead of time, yes. Yeah. This week was a, I had to call in backup this week, man. I had to have Beth's mom come down, because it was a fiasco, my friends.
Yeah.
It was the worst week yet. Like, yeah. She started a new treatment last week, and for 4 days didn't leave the recliner, literally. Like, right. So I was doing everything, and I was like, eventually, yeah, I just got... So I was like, I need to look at some of these rules. I got several of them, but not the gang up.
No worries.
Up, ganging up. Oh, let's see. Gang up, you can flank, exploit, harass a foe. Each adjacent foe who isn't stunned adds plus one to all attackers' fighting rolls up to a plus four.
So it would have given me a two, so I'd have been at a four, so I still would have
missed. Yeah. Yep, yep.
Yeah.
All right. Jonathan gets maybe to show some really crazy kung fu action.
Doesn't Jacob go next? He had an ace.
Oh, Jacob. I thought you...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Jacob.
No worries.
Sorry. We got...
We all act before him, so it's fine.
Yeah. I was talking, so I forgot that you didn't act.
Well, I'm actually not going to do much right now. Cyrus punched him. Lester is dealing with him. I'm going to kind of slide to the side, like a little bit down the bar, now behind this guy.
Okay.
And at this point, I'm just going to kind of like adjust my coat so that now both pistols are showing. And I'm going to kind of just rest my hands on my holsters and just look at his other guys and just like shake my head and go,
okay.
Without intimidation.
Yeah, that's another intimidation is the problem. Yeah. But
I'm more so trying to persuade them not to attack us.
With guns.
I'm kind of saying I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah, that's the problem. They know. They aren't. I'm not giving them wild card status. So they're just dudes. They're mooks. So is mooks offensive? I don't know. I don't know anymore. I was like, I don't know if that's
it's Italian.
Word,
so. That's fine. They're.
Well, but no, I mean, not that it's Italian, but I mean, it's like a, you know, generic, like these
yeah,
bad
like
guys
generic
are a low
guy.
Level of,
right? Yeah.
You know, it's the guy that gets
guys,
a stroke.
Guys
the
that can't
dies.
Take more than one wound is what I really mean.
Yeah, right.
In this game.
I think it might even say mooks in the book, doesn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, this is an aside, but.
Sure. What'd you
that
get?
Is, I rolled a 6 on the D6, so that explodes. I rolled a 2, so that puts me at a 6 foot, with a -2 because it's untrained. That puts me at a 6 intimidation.
Nice. We all stop fighting, all of us.
All right. So there are 3. I am gonna roll for each of them, but
that's fine. I can't imagine that these guys are very high in spirit.
They, you do that.
Spirits, maybe.
They look at each other, like all 3 of them, like 3 Stooges style, look at each other, and you see them sprint out the back toward the back door, like whatever, like the kitchen. Like they look and they're like, and they just sprint.
Nice. Job done.
Then Jonathan is up.
There we go. All right. So
that's a pretty good intimidation.
Activating a power.
Yep.
Is that an action?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So that would mean if I activated a power and then threw a punch or something, it would be.
Oh, wait a minute. Your power, it could be a free action, depending on the power. Okay. Let's look. Because that would be a different story if it's like a thing power.
That's a horse of a different color.
I would assume with the Chi Master that would be the activation would be part of the action, right? Like part of throwing the punch, right?
Yeah.
Feels like? I mean, I could be wrong.
What's the the power is Smite. Oh, that's in that regular book.
It is. Yep. I've got it printed out. It doesn't say, it just says rank novice, power point 2, range smart, duration 5, and then it explains what it does.
It does say it's its own action. So it is an action.
Okay.
I mean, at the same time, we do have multi-action.
Yeah.
Yes, it would take...
You would just take a negative 2.
To everything.
Yeah.
If you multi-action. So, yes.
All right, we're going to try it, because I'm new, and this looks like fun.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to activate it first.
Heck yes.
All right, so I rolled a 5, so 3. So it doesn't activate. So I do spend the point. But I'm going to go ahead, and regardless, I'm going to try to hit this guy. Come on, bigger numbers. That's a 6. That's a 6.
Nice.
Ooh. And those keep rolling.
And that's a 3. So.
Nice.
12, 15 minus
15?
2. 15? Minus 2. Those, so. The action.
That's a double raise.
Wait. So, but it can only be 1 die. Like, it's the highest out of whichever die explodes. They don't add together.
No, I know that. I rolled a D8 and a D6.
Oh, you got a 6. A 6 again? Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you got a 15.
Minus 2.
So 14.
Minus 2.
Yeah.
So, that's 2 raises, which means...
I think that's double damage dice, right?
A raise gives you an extra D6, but that would be 2 D6s.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
You were going to punch the shit out of this
guy's going to get... This is going to get... Oh, it'll be a hard hit.
So that's gonna
and
be,
those can explode, so...
So I roll a strength plus D4 for my normal unarmed. And then 2d6 on top of that.
Yep. All right.
11 points total.
Oh!
Okay. He has a toughness of 6, or a parry of... Oh, no, toughness in this case. So his parry, you definitely hit him. The toughness of 6 means you hit him, and that's 5 extra, which is a raise, which means he gets an injury. So let me roll on the injury table. And see what he gets hurt, because you just really fucked him up.
Oh, and it was a kick, too. Like, this whole thing starts going down, and, like, he comes in, and it's like one of the, like, just straight front kick, like, right into the solar plexus for him.
Oh! Did you and Cyrus just high-low this dude?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure you did.
All right, so it's a 2d6, and it gets a 2. Oh, no.
Did you kill him?
Shit. No, it's unmentionables. Balls.
That's bar fight is
perfect. It is perfect.
Like, so hard. And because at this point, I'm going to say, yeah, like, his guys ran. I mean, this is too good. You hit him so hard that he literally just doubles over and passes out.
I'm like pretty sure you exploded one of his testicles.
Well, so it says if the injury's permanent, reproduction's out of the question without miracle surgery or magic. I'm going to say this is a temporary. He is a wild card, so it's not a permanent wound. You didn't shoot him, but he has an actual wound injury to his groin.
Yes.
So he's not going to have a good time until he gets that healed. Heals up from that. But everyone in the bar, like, bursts out laughing at the guy. Like, is like, because they were being dicks, you know, to people anyway.
Everyone, right, yeah.
And then, a lot, like, at this point, people, like, are grabbing you and, like, handing you beers and being like, yeah, man, this guy, look at that, you know.
I look at Jonathan. I look down at the guy and I look over at Jonathan. I'm like, that's just not right. You're not supposed to kick a man in the balls. He was an asshole, but that's not fair fighting.
Well, I mean, from my understanding, in the event of a bar fight, the rules seem to go out the window.
I mean, I suppose that's a fair point. In the,
Right. Far be it for me to ever, err, in this society. But I really felt like the best thing to do would be to put him where he needed to be for now. Like, and I kind of like lean over and like pat him on his head and pull his hat down over his face. And be like, I really am sorry about that.
It's only groans. It's just like, and someone takes his bottle of whiskey that he had and is like, cheers, my friend. And they just walk off with it. It's, kind of utter chaos in the celebration now. But someone will sort of drag him out onto the bench outside eventually. But yeah.
So I hold up the bottle that I didn't break and I say, well, I guess it's a good thing I didn't break this on him. Drinks on you, Johnny. And I pour out 4 more shots.
Hey, I'll kind of make my way through the crowd over to the girl that's still holding my coat and hat.
Oh.
I'll take my coat from her and put it on. And as I take my hat, I'll like give her like a silver dollar or something. Right.
Okay.
And be like, he's like, thank you so much. Now, if you'll excuse me, apparently we have a celebration to attend. And go back to the bar.
She blushes and is like, you can see me later.
Oh, yeah.
Then she clearly bites the silver dollar. Checks if it's real. It is. She goes off to swim. Yeah, then she goes to celebrate more.
Fair
it's
enough.
Chocolate. Yep.
Yeah.
There is many aggressive, dirty pats on backs. We are just dirtying his nice clothes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big time. Shots coming. Oh, it's a great. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a ton of other stuff that needs to happen here. It just depends if you want.
Oh, I think that Jonathan and the three of them just get super drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
Jacob always has a little shot to sniff. He never goes without.
If I was playing a character with a different backstory, I would go upstairs. But I don't think that's in the cards for Lester.
Oh. The other thing was like, there are some other folks that are clearly from the theater. It's just if you wanted to interact. I just randomly put some other folks that you might run into later, or if you just recognize them later, that's fine too. You might just run into them later. It depends on how social you would be with the other folks. But otherwise it would be whenever you're closing up, and then we'd flash to the next morning and figure out where we're going from there.
I feel like we galvanize
yeah.
you know, our bonding over this.
Right. Yeah. I feel like we would keep, not if anybody walked up to us, I don't think we would like shoo them away, but I don't feel like any of us would actively go out and pursue someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's I thought about it. Just depends on like, it depends metagaming wise, like how long we want to go. I mean, I could throw a couple chit chatty conversations in before we cut to, but
until they're kicked out.
Yeah, and it's up to you. I mean, we could even cut it here if that's something that you wanted to do, and then you know pick it up in the morning where we're heading out the next time. You know,
yeah, that might not be a bad idea. Yeah,
yeah, that works for me.
Fades out over us cheering and.
I mean, it's a pretty good day. We got some rolls in. Jonathan got to show off that he fucking can kick a like a mule.
Very dangerous.
Now everyone's like, wait, maybe this guy isn't. Maybe we do have to worry about this.
He throws axes. He kicks people in the balls.
It was pretty good. It was very successful. Yeah. Like people. Oh, the other thing. Oh, I forgot that. I forgot to say in the briefing that also sort of when you sort of a retcon for the players is when you are out doing these things like heroing, it is important to like make sure like you don't want to be so famous that people recognize you and come after you, mm-hmm. but like right, you do want to like spread the word that like this town's safe. Right. You know, hat tip, like, because your goal is to sort of bolster people's hopes as well, because that drives the stuff back. So you will be
safe now, thanks to a shadow organization. You won't remember our faces, will
exactly.
you?
Yeah.
Have a good day.
You kind of need to be like, yeah, it's like we solved this problem because we're just like a hero posse that goes around helping for no reason other than the goodness of our hearts. Wink. That's basically what you're basically supposed to be like. We're just good guys fighting the good fight. Right. It doesn't matter if we're getting paid or if some place that has ghost rock guns gives us one every now and again or something. We're still doing it, you know. So, all
right, cool. Yeah. So do we want to end here then?
I'm good with that. If everyone's
sure.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I think that was a good session.
Cool. So we'll end. So I'll wrap the show up on a meta level here. We'll do all the promo shit and whatever, and then we'll do a post show because it's still kind of early and.
Yeah.
Good thing. All right. So I want to thank everybody for watching. We had a lot of fun playing. These are really fun characters. We will never introduce these characters or ourselves again because we never do that. We've been doing this for 7 years and it's whatever. If you listen, you should probably know what we're doing and who we are. But whatever. There's links in the show notes for all the things. Midwest Resin Geek is Kurt's wife's Etsy store. She makes dice and other... resin products that you can purchase, wine toppers, earrings, all different kind of stuff. You can also follow her on Instagram. I don't have a link for that in the show notes, but you'll figure it out if you like the store. Everything's reasonable. We all have dice, or most of us have dice from Midwest Resin Geek. I have a Flyers colored set. Not that anybody cares, but we also patronize as well. Follow the things, do the like buttons, all the things, you know, we do the stuff all the time. We will podcast for spite anyway, but there is a Patreon that's available if anybody wants to throw a couple of shekels our way. And thanks for watching, and we'll catch you next time.
Peace.
Oh, hey. Hey, Boston Bonsai Idiots out watching. Great show. Thank you.
God. That's my buddy.
Good night, everybody.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.